KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's start with high school baseball around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. It was Harlan over Creston 11-8. Denison down in Kemper Catholic 6-3. Lewis Central shut down Red Oak 10-0. Also, non-conference play around the region last night. It was Exira EHK, an 8-4 winner over Orient Maxburg. Woodward Granger down in Cam, 10-0. AHSTW beating Sydney, 5-4. Fremont Mills over Riverside, 18-15. It was Stanton in 8 innings over Southwest Valley, 6-5. Audubon beat West Harrison, 8-4. Trainer over Van Meter, 6-4. Tri-Center beating Shenandoah, 9-1. St. Albert over Underwood, 12-3. Bedford beat East Mills, 17-16. Logan Magnolia over Bowyer Valley, 12-4. Nottoway Valley over Earlham, 9-3. Panorama beat Glidden Ralston, 14-1. And it was East Sac County over Arweva in 8 innings by a 6-5 final. In girls softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10, Creston over Harlan, 11-8. Kemper Catholic beating Denison in 6 innings, 5-0. Lewis Central swept a pair from Red Oak, winning 3-1 and 6-3. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer over Logan Magnolia, 7-6. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Martinsdale St. Mary's beating Southeast Warren, 15-13. Also, girls softball around the area last night, Exira EHK, a 5-0 winner over Orient Maxburg. Clarinda edging Griswold 6-5. Riverside beating Fremont Mills 11-6. West Harrison topping Audubon 4-0. Shenandoah 18-5 winners over Tri-Center. Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 5-2. St. Albert over Abraham Lincoln 7-4. Lennox a 15-1 winner over Stanton. IKM Manning topping Coon Rapids Bayard 10-5. Earlham beat Nottoway Valley 7-2. Westwood outslugged Woodbine 16-11, while Grandview Christian beat Glidden Ralston 15-5 in girls softball play last night. Iowa State guard Rasir Bolton says he decided to leave Penn State last spring because of a comment by coach Pat Chambers, who said the player had a noose around his neck. Bolton, who is black, disclosed the reason for his departure Monday in a tweet that he titled, "A Noose Around My Neck." Chambers, who is white, later tweeted an apology. Bolton tweeted that Chambers made the noose comment after the coach returned from a one-game suspension for shoving Nittany Lions player Miles Dredd in the chest during the previous game. Bolton told the Undefeated that he was offended by the reference and confronted both Chambers and the athletic director's office. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm is confident the Cyclones will make major strides next season. The Cyclones add 4 freshmen and 3 transfers to a team that struggled to a 12-20 record a year ago. That was Iowa State's second losing season in 3 years.
Well, obviously, after last year, everybody knows we got to get better and we got to bounce back. And I think when you look at our roster now going forward, I think we put ourselves in a position to do that. Last year didn't go according to script. Obviously, you know, you could talk about Halliburton getting injured. Rasir got injured down the stretch, and that didn't help as well as we finished this season. Though I thought we played really well against Oklahoma State in that tournament game.
Prohm says the 3 transfers this spring will add scoring punch. Tyler Harris transferred from Memphis. Jalen Coleman-Lands played at DePaul, while Blake Hinson played at Ole Miss.
We were very, very patient. You know, everybody thinks they know who you're recruiting, but I think the one thing we wanted to do is be patient and make sure we got the right fits for how we want to play, but guys that have been proven and been successful at this level. And I think we did that with Blake Tyler and Coleman-Lands. And so we're excited about that group as well as our freshmen.
The Cyclones bounced back from a losing season by posting 23 wins in 2019, and Prohm is confident of a similar improvement.
And so when you talk about state of the program, I think our program's in very good shape. Excited about going into this year, obviously, but excited to get these guys back on campus shortly and get our process started of building a basketball team that we all can be really proud of this year. You know, we bounced back the year prior, and I expect us to do the same in 2021.
Cyclone guard Rasir Bolton says one of the reasons he transferred from Penn State was racially insensitive remarks by Nittany Lions coach Pat Chambers. Bolton was second on the Cyclones in scoring at just over 14.5 points per game.
You know, I knew, you know, a lot of the story, you know, from a standpoint of that was part of the waiver process. So I sat down with him and his family and talked to them about it. But that's something that we, you know, kept in internally.
In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs made sure they'll have Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes around as long as possible. Mahomes agreed to a 10-year extension worth up to $503 million, according to his agency, Steinberg Sports. That deal is worth $477 million in guarantee mechanisms and includes a no-trade clause and opt-out clauses if guarantee mechanisms aren't met. It's the richest contract in professional sports history, surpassing Mike Trout's $426.5 million deal with the Los Angeles Angels. The Chiefs had the 2018 NFL MVP under contract for the next two seasons, but that wasn't nearly enough. The contract extension starts in 2022 when the NFL salary cap is projected to be $227.5 million. However, that number could be lower depending on revenue losses due to the coronavirus pandemic and the possibility that any games played this season won't have fans. Also in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers signed cornerback Jamar Taylor to a one-year contract. San Francisco cleared room on the roster by waiving cornerback Tease Tabor with a non-football injury designation. The 29-year-old Taylor appeared in 12 combined games for Atlanta and Seattle last season. More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the team name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates and obtained by the Associated Press. It demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos, with specific importance put on Washington, which last week launched what the team called a thorough review of its name. The letter was delivered on the same day that President Donald Trump voiced his opposition to any name change by the team. Several team sponsors have come out in favor of change recently, and Snyder showed his first indication of willingness to do so amid a nationwide movement to erase racially insensitive symbols. Baseball's two World Series finalists canceled workouts because of coronavirus testing delays. The Washington Nationals and Houston Astros called off training camp practices Monday after not receiving test results from Friday. The St. Louis Cardinals also scrubbed their scheduled workout for similar reasons. General Manager Mike Rizzo of the champion Nationals says it's not safe to continue with camp without accurate and timely testing. Rizzo called on Major League Baseball to work quickly to resolve issues with its lab to keep the season from being at risk. Astros GM James Click speculated the July 4th holiday weekend contributed to the delay. MLB says it addressed delays caused by the holiday weekend and doesn't expect them to continue. Atlanta Braves veteran outfielder Nick Markakis has become the latest player to opt out of the 2020 season due to increased concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. Markakis is the second Atlanta veteran in 2 days to announce plans to sit out the 60-game season following right-hander Felix Hernandez. The 36-year-old Markakis says he was uneasy about playing the season without fans and then was swayed by his telephone conversation with teammate Freddie Freeman, who has tested positive for COVID-19 and has fever and other symptoms. All-star slugger Joey Gallo has tested positive for the coronavirus and is missing the Texas Rangers summer camp. The outfielder has yet to show any symptoms of COVID-19. Gallo had been among Rangers players who worked out for several weeks at their new ballpark before his positive test. Rangers general manager John Daniels says Gallo has had multiple tests, including one that came back negative. An initial test June 27th was positive, followed by a negative test and then another positive test result on Sunday. Gallo is isolating at his Dallas apartment and away from his teammates. Daniels says the teammates Gallo was around have tested negative. Mookie Betts wasn't moved by Major League Baseball's response in the wake of George Floyd's death in police custody, and the Los Angeles Dodgers' newest star has a goal of getting the black community to love baseball as much as he does. MLB released a statement 9 days after the death of Floyd. MLB was the last of the major pro sports leagues that either responded to Floyd's death or condemned racism. Betts says baseball didn't do a good job with that, but he thinks voices were heard. Well, St. Louis Cardinals, in conjunction with Major League Baseball's league-wide release, announced yesterday their 60-game 2020 season schedule. The regionally based schedule will feature 40 divisional games amongst National League Central opponents and 20 interleague games against American League Central teams. The Cardinals will open up the season at Busch Stadium on Friday, July 24th, with a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates and finish their 60-game slate at Busch Stadium on Sunday, September 27th, versus the Milwaukee Brewers. The Redbirds will also take part in the only game to be played outside a current Major League city when they take on the host Chicago White Sox in the MLB at Field of Dreams. That'll be at the beloved 1989 baseball-themed movie in Dyersville, Iowa site on Thursday, August 13th. The 60-game schedule will feature 10 home series and 10 road series, with home matchups against Pittsburgh, Detroit, the Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Cleveland, Minnesota, and Milwaukee. The club will have multiple road series against Milwaukee and the Chicago Cubs. Of the Cardinals' five homestands at Busch Stadium, the longest consists of 10 games with the Reds, Royals, and Indians coming to town. The team's longest road trip will also consist of 10 games in September while they visit the Brewers, Pirates, and Royals. The 60-game schedule allows the team to play three series against each National League Central opponent, two series versus AL Central opponents, Kansas City, Detroit, and Minnesota, and one series against both Cleveland and the Chicago White Sox. The Cardinals will make future announcements regarding broadcast schedules and any possible ticket availability for 2020 games at a later date. The complete 60-game schedule can be seen online on the Cardinals.com website. That's Checkin' Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.